خمس صلوات في كل يوم وليلة. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on that occasion when he was sending him off to Yemen, he gave him some advices. He told him how to advise and how to invite people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, first tell them that they should believe that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they obey you, then you go, and if they accept, then you go on to the next stage where you tell them that Allah Pak has made salat faraz upon them 5 times daily, day and night. Here, ulama explain is that there is a tartib of inviting somebody to Islam. Person doesn't automatically first thing go to salat and he starts going to wuzu and he starts going to tahajjud and he starts going to tilawat. But first break in the principles of Islam to a person when inviting them towards Islam. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying was how you invite people to Islam, you first invite them towards tawheed. After they accepting you tawheed, now you go to the next level, you tell them about salat. فَعَلِمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَتُرَدُّ عَلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ. Now if they accept you as far as the salat is concerned, now go to the next level. You inform them as far as their zakat is concerned, that this zakat is such a thing that it is taken from the rich amongst you and is given to the poor amongst you. It's not such that the person or the government or the king of that time is benefiting from the zakat, but is actually taken from the rich people and given to the poor. In other words, it's trying to create some kind of equity within society. So then, فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوكَ لِذَلِكَ فَإِيَّاكَ وَكَرَائِمَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning, this is the justice of Islam, that even from the governmental level, from the government side, you've got to be careful. Not only the people must be careful that they are fulfilling the commands, but even from a governmental level, you've got to be very careful, O Muaz bin Jabal. Do not take the very precious things of the people. In other words, even when you're collecting that zakat, take the average animal, take the average items from the people. Don't take the above average. Then Rasulullah ﷺ cautions even further. He says, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمُظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Then be very careful of the dua of an oppressed person, because between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no barrier. So you do somebody, you harm somebody, and then person makes dua against you. That dua is accepted because nothing blocks that dua from getting. So long as that person who's making that dua against you, he is worthy of it, and that person who's committed that zulam is worthy of it, then immediately it will come upon that person that whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to come, that that particular moment he allows a certain delay, like we did in the previous hadith, that is the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fact that there's no barrier between the person who's oppressed and his dua is something for the oppressor to be very, very frightened about. Today's hadith and Abi Humid Abdul Rahman ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu qal istamala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam rajulan min al-Azdi yuqalu lahu ibn al-Lutbiyah ala sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he would do is he would appoint individuals to go to different tribes to go and collect the zakat. So go and collect the zakat, he would appoint one person, you go to this tribe, another person, you go to that tribe, this be. So accordingly he would appoint sahaba. So on one occasion, this hadith is explaining that he appointed one person by the name of Ibn al-Lutbiyah to go to collect zakat. So when this person, فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ قَالَ هَذَا لَكُمْ وَهَذَا أُهُدِيَ إِلَيَّ. So when this person, Ibn al-Lutbiyah, returned, he came back with all his items that he had collected for zakat. In those days, it would be mostly animals that people would collect. So he came back and he's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what is zakat and this portion is what the people have gave me as gifts. So when I went to collect, people gave me gifts and this is what they had given as zakat. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْإِمِّنْبَرِ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنِّي أَسْتَعْمِلُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ مما ولاني الله فيأتيني فيقول هذا لكم وهذا هدية أهديت إلي. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately went up to the minbar and he gave a khutbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style was, he never tell a person directly on his face, he will never embarrass a person, but if he wanted to get a message across that was very important, he would ascend the minbar, he would give a khutbah and he would explain to the people. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that he says that I have appointed somebody to go and collect zakat and to collect what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted me with. In other words, to go and collect that zakat. and then he curses what the people have gifted me, given me as a gift. أفلا جلس في بيتي أبيه وأمه حتى تأتيه هديته إن كان صادقا. Why doesn't a person like that sit at home, sit at his father's house or sit at his mother's house? These are the words Rasulullah used. Why doesn't he sit at his father's house or sit at his mother's house and see whether the same gifts will come to him? In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had foreseen that a person in this type of position who's going out to collect, people can be giving him gifts so that he might take less. In other words, they can be giving him that gift as bribery. If you came to collect, take this as a gift, maybe you'll just see us better as far as what you're taking from us. To cut off that possibility of bribery, Rasulullah immediately, he said, why doesn't this person go and sit at his father's house or his mother's house and see if the same gifts come? In other words, the gifts are only coming because of that position he has been given. Or there's another reason why people can be gifting him, is because this person can be a zalim. He's taking extra, he's not taking more than what he's supposed to take. So just to be saved from this person's harm, people can be giving him gifts, hoping that this person won't take what they're not supposed to take from him. So just to save themselves from the evil, they're giving him gifts. So here Rasulullah to cut it out altogether, that this shouldn't be the situation people have to give. You are being employed by the state, you are getting paid by the state, there is no need for you to take private gifts, like how we see so common by our ministers and our leaders in this country and other countries also. How many things they're getting from the side, they're getting gifts, they're getting perks, and in turn, what they're giving is giving the contracts, and they're giving other benefits to people. So here Rasulullah didn't want to see this in our deen. So immediately he gave this khutbah and he explained, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَأْخُذُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ شَيْئًا بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ إِلَّا لَقِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا أَعْرِفَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ يَحْمِلُ بَعِيرًا لَهُ رُعَى. He said, that person who takes anything unjustly. In other words, you have taken that gift from that person. Not that he had given you happily, he was just happy to see you, your face, and he gave you. But he had given, you had actually taken it from him via coercion. This person either scared of you, or maybe he was trying to bribe you, so it was incorrectly that you had taken it. That person that takes incorrectly, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, carrying that thing he had taken incorrect. So in other words, he's meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a Mubarak moment. A believer meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but here he's carrying all those things he took incorrectly. Then Rasulullah is saying, I don't want to see any one of you meeting Allah Pak like this. I don't want to see any one of my ummah meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that he's carrying one camel, lahu ru'a, that camel is grunting, oh baqaratan laha khuwar, oh he's carrying one cow. He's carrying one cow and this cow is mooing, oh shatan ta'iru, oh he's carrying one sheep and the sheep is bleating. How embarrassing, a person is carrying one cow and that cow is mooing. Meanwhile, everyone knows that this was a cow that he had taken incorrectly, he had taken out of zulm. So he's meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this condition, he's holding, carrying one cow, and he's meeting Allah and this cow is moving and making a noise, or that sheep is bleating, or that camel is grunting. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى رُوِيَ بَيَاضُ إِبْتَيْهِ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ ثَلَاثًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this, to show how serious this is, where a person incorrectly takes things from others, he raised his hands and he raised his hands so high, Sahaba say we could see the whiteness of the armpits, of the Mubarak armpits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised his hands and he said, Allahumma hal ballagd, O Allah, have I conveyed the message? O Allah, have I conveyed the message? So here, in other words, he's saying, O Allah, I conveyed. It's a way of saying it. He said, O Allah, I have conveyed the message. In other words, that this thing is so serious that he had to correct it immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So many people have been given different types of positions and they don't realize because of their positions they're accepting it. And this can jeopardize their situation, their relationship, and it can lead to bribery. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately from the root, although we cannot say that the sahabi had taken it with any ulterior motives, but just so that the ummah can understand how serious it is to not even get close to anything that can lead to bribery, immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had closed the door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.